This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a report on Business Insider this week saying Best Buy is going to close more than half of the virtual reality demo stations it's got set up inside its stores, about 200 in all. Best Buy says the changes are seasonal, but we thought there might be more to it, so we got our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood on the line to make me smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So I thought VR was the hot new thing, man. What the what?
There is always a hot new thing, isn't there?
Well, yeah.
Look, it could be as simple, and I have said this a million times, as not wanting to go into a store and put something on your face that has been on a bunch of other people's faces.
Yep.
This could just be the pink eye factor in terms of people not wanting to try on Oculus headsets at Best Buy, and that's not for nothing. There could be a lot of people, a reason that people aren't interested in demos. They maybe think it's going to take too long. With Oculus in particular, it's very likely it's the price, right? Nobody really wants to get sucked into a really compelling demo of something that costs $600 minimum. The Samsung Gear VR unit seems to be the runaway winner. They shipped, according to one report, a 4.5 million of them last year. Oof. But I should note here that they were handing them out with the purchase of new smartphones. So I would ask how many of those are actually being used. It's just still really early, even though it feels like it's not.
Well, let me get you then to that adoption question, because, you know, I've done a couple of demos with these things, and I've actually been sitting in other rooms with people with them on. And it's just weird, and it's isolating, and it's you think people are looking at you. Is it possible that VR is just ahead of its time, that we haven't figured out the, I guess, the interface thing yet?
Yeah, in fact, I think that's absolutely the case. It's sort of ironic because VR has actually been around since, for, you know, 75 years or more. The Sensorama was introduced in 1960. Wow. It's kind of just always been ahead of its time. And it's still a hard sell, like you said. It's isolating. You have to sort of sit by yourself or rearrange your entire man cave around this virtual reality setup, you know. There's limited content. The tech isn't perfect. It makes people nauseous. I mean, there are a lot of really significant barriers to adoption. And then on top of that, when we have so many sources of entertainment in our lives, I think people are still trying to come up with a reason why they need it.
Yeah, and there's other stuff in that category too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton of technology in that category and always has been. And I think you could look around the tech market and say wearables are actually, despite all of the hype, in a really similar position as virtual reality. You couldn't come up with a reason other than tracking your activity, which everybody does for 3 months. Then they stop. Then they gain 10 pounds. Then they start doing it again. You know, it's a cycle, but it's not a cycle that says, I desperately have to have this. I don't see people wearing the Apple Watch around, you know. But it's not just that. The Internet of Things has been way slower to take off than people thought. And I mark my words, that is a category that's going to take much longer than people expected.
I will say, we have an Alexa, and other than using it to play music, it's my daughter's favorite Alexa, tell me a joke toy. That's it. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
Right?
It's basic. The Amazon Echo is basically for kids and setting timers for kids.
That's exactly right.
And the research bears that out. People stop using it after a couple of months. So if necessity is the mother of invention, I think the tech industry thinks that invention is the mother of invention. Right. We will make it and you will buy it.
Molly Wood, she's our senior tech correspondent. Thank you, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.
I should have said while we had her on the phone that the latest episode of our new podcast, it's called Make Me Smart, is out. It's a conversation with me and Molly and Tim Wu from Columbia Law about the Federal Communications Commission and net neutrality. Bunch of good stuff. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.